Okay, we are on Dr. Dalam and Alam. We finished the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that a Nida does not have to check herself morning and evening. And that the truth is, it makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, not that the Mishnah needs my Haskama, but it's self-understood. Why check yourself? You're tummy anyway. And the whole purpose of checking oneself is to find out if the Taurus, they touched his tummy or not. Well, they're not touching Taurus anyway because she's a Nida, she's tummy. So why bother? So therefore the Mishnah said a Nida doesn't have to check herself. What the Gemara gets involved in is the following scenario. And that is, a woman, this is Machloika Samaroyim, a woman who sees Rosh Chodesh. Let's say she sees Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And then she saw blood again on Tu B'Shvat. Now Tu B'Shvat is in middle of her 11 days of Zivus. When we say 11 days of Zivus, doesn't mean she has a Zav. It means the 11 days that she cannot become a Nida, she can only become either a Shemeris Yom or a Zavan. Let me take a moment to explain that. A woman who sees Dam becomes a Nida for 7 days. They did not need seven clean days. The Torah just wanted 7 days. At the end of 7 days, she goes to the mitzvah as long as she's clean then, and she's Mutar Labayla, and she's 100% Torah. From day 8 through day 18, which is 11 days, if she sees Dam, she's not a Nida. She cannot become a Nida, the Torah tells us. The Chazal translate the Torah, Beloy Es Nidasa. The Torah uses the term, and not in the time that she can become a Nida. So the Torah is informing us that there's a certain number of days that a woman cannot become a Nida. That's what the Torah said. Now again, I want to explain, it's not like the blood is any different composition than the blood of Nidus. But the Torah said a woman cannot have nidus after her first nidus, after her nidus, for X amount of days. The Torah did not say 11 days. Chazal said that's 11 days. What the source is, my guess is halacha l'maisa mizina. That for 11 days, a woman cannot become a nida. So what happens if she sees blood? So if she sees one day, she has to keep one clean day. She's tamei, she keeps one clean day, goes to the mikvah, and she's tahira. She sees 2 days consecutively, so then again, she keeps 1 day, number three of the time, and then she goes to the mitzvah and she's tahira. If she sees 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zava. She needs 7 clean days, and then goes back to her calendar that the next time she sees, she's a nida. That is what happened. Now here's a woman that saw Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and then she had a period Tu B'Shvat. Now Tu B'Shvat, she cannot become a nida. She was a Nida from Aleph Shvat through Zion Shvat. Zion Shvat at night, she went to the mikvah, she was Tahira. Then 8 days later, or 7 days later, she saw again on Tu B'Shvat. She can't become a Nida. So she becomes a Shemarit type, which is fine. Then Rosh Chodesh Adar, she sees again. She's a Nida. But Shemarit type, she keeps one clean day for this. Then she, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, she sees again. She's a Nida. Till Zion Adar. And then on Shushan Purim, which is Tezvav Adar, she sees again. Again, she cannot become a Nida. So if she cannot become a Nida, Tezvav Adar does nothing for her. Like Tezvav Shvat did nothing for her as far as calendar is concerned, because she didn't become a Nida. She became a Shemeris Yayin. Then she didn't see on Chodesh Nisan. She did not see on Chodesh Nisan. Her body just didn't see on Chodesh Nisan. And she saw on the first day Pesach, which is Tezvav Nisan. And you stop and think, she had 3 Tezvavs in a row. The first two happened when she couldn't become a Nida. The third one happened when she could become a Nida. Because if she didn't see Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first time she sees after that, she's a Nida. So the day Tezvav Nisan, she becomes a Nida. Does she have a vest now, Gavua, of Tezvav? 3 months in a row, she saw a Tezvav. 2 of them were not Nidus. 1 of them is Nidus. But it's a consecutive 15, 15, 15 of the month. Does she become a Nida? Does she not become, does she have a Vest Kavua? Not. One Mandiyama says yes, and one Mandiyama says no. You cannot be Kaveya Vest from days of Zivus and then use it for days of Nidus later on. Since the first 2 times had nothing to do with Nida, it cannot help set a thing that she has kavua to see on the 15th day of the month. And the other one, the Amar says, the bottom line is, she saw 3 days on the 15th day of the month. I don't know what you care it, I don't care what you call it. The bottom line is, she has 3 days, months in a row, of 15, Therefore, she has a vescovel. That's a machlokes. Now, the Gemara wants to know, according to that Mandi Amar, the chayra, she should check herself. The chayra, she should check herself during the days of Nida. Why? Because, let us say that she saw Mitzvahitis. And let us say she stopped seeing and then started seeing again a Dalit or Hay while she's still in Nida. The next month she saw Rish Chaydish, stopped seeing, and saw again on Dalit or Hay, whatever day you want to pick. The third month she didn't see Rish Chaydish, and she saw Dalit or Hay. She had a Veskabua. 3 months in a row she saw on Dalit or Hay. I picked Dalit or Hay, let's say Dalit. But on the other hand, the first two times had no effect on her. She was in Nida anyway. She was in the middle of Nida.
Why is she in this case?
Because we're trying to find out why a woman should check herself during the 7 days of Nida. What difference can it make? The Mishnah said she doesn't have to check herself during the 7 days of Nida because she's Tamei anyway. But according to the Mandiyamin, it says she can be Kaveya Vest even when she's in the middle of the period or middle of days of Zivas. At least the Gemara at this point compares the two. She should check herself to see that she stopped and start again, and therefore has to keep that day in mind, because in 2 months from now, it might be the third time she sees on that day. Again, she saw Rish Chodesh Shvat and Hei Shvat. She saw Rish Chodesh Adar and Hei Adar. She saw Rish Chodesh, she did not see Rish Chodesh Nisan, and she saw Hei Nisan. Going to one month, the Yama, she now has a Veskavu of Hei. Now, if she wouldn't check herself every day of her Nidus, she would never know that she started seeing on Hei. She would never know. So why don't we make a Nida check herself in case she's establishing
according to that opinion?
That is the Gemara's question. Until the Gemara answers it, I don't want to say anything, but you're probably going to say the Gemara's answer, so let's see the Gemara first. Okay, we'll find out in a second. Why don't you wait till after the Gemara? That would be much easier. Start the Gemara. Chutz min anida, the b'taychi mei nida, so leiboy b'dika. Halicha l'Rav Shimon Malakish. This makes sense according to Rav Shimon Malakish. The Amar Yishu kavas l'ves b'taychi mei zivasa. Ve'ein Yishu kavas l'ves b'taychi mei nida, so shaper. Shimon Malakish says that day 15, she can be kaveya vest because she's in the days of Zivos. So even though she's on the days of Zivos, the first case I gave, Rish Chodesh 15, and then 15, she can be Kaveya Vest. But Rish Chodesh 5 will not be Kaveya Vest. You cannot be Kaveya Vest when you're in the middle of the 7 days of Nidus. That's what Rish Lakish says. So therefore it would be the case of Rish Chodesh 5, and then 5 would be no vest. So there's no reason to check during the days of Nidus. Elul or Rabbi Yechonon Dami Yishu Kavas Klavas B'Tayf Liyavein Nidusa. Rabbi Yechonon says, Rish Chodesh 5 and 5 makes a vest of 5. Tibadeg Dom Mekaitim LaVest. Why doesn't she check in case she's being Kaveya Vest? Meaning the Gemara is saying, as far as Zivos is concerned, she can be Kaveya Vest. Rish Chodesh 15, and then 15 is Kaveya Vest. But Rish Chodesh 5, and then 5, Rish Lakish says it's not Kaveya Vest because he's in the middle of Nidus. And Rish Yechonon says, yes, it is. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yechonon, why shouldn't the Nida have to change? And for the Gemara, So Rabbi Yechonon answers that there's a difference in the case between Mayan Sasum and Mayan Pesuach. Let me explain what Rabbi Yechonon's answer is. So Rabbi Yechonon's answer is that the case of when Rabbi Yechonon says she can be Kaveya Vest during the days of Nidus is a woman that saw Rish Chodesh Shvat and saw Rish Chodesh Adar and then saw Chof Hei Adar and saw on Rish Chodesh. So what happened was she saw the last one was during the day, the first two were Rish Chodesh. The third one, she saw on Chof Hei Adar. She saw 5 days early. Then saw again on Rish Chodesh. then starts again on Rosh Chodesh. So we say that really the Kaviyah's vest is on Rosh Chodesh, Zot Rabbi Yochanan. It happened to be that for whatever reason, the body felt it had to discharge the blood earlier. But really, this woman is seeing on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, since she's seeing on Rosh Chodesh, we say she saw it twice on Rosh Chodesh, and now she's also seeing on Rosh Chodesh. The fact that she also saw 5 days earlier doesn't disturb us, because the body had extra blood that it had to discharge. And she could be Kaveya Vest. But if the first two happened to remain Nidus, then Rabbi Yochanan would never say that she can be Kaveya Vest. Why would we want this needed to check? We want this needed to check that in case she sees on day five, and then again on day five, and then the next time there's no Rabbi on Rosh Chodesh, that she said that Rabbi Yochanan would not say that's a vest, because the first two happened while she was a Nida. It's only when the first two happened when she wasn't a Nida. It made her a Nida. She saw Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. And that was the beginning of the period. The last one happened the middle of the period, but because the first two happened at the beginning, we say the last one was just that the body needed to discharge blood, but really the day of her Ria is Rosh Chodesh. Masha'enke, if the first two were during the days of Nidus, she saw Rosh Chodesh 5, Rosh Chodesh 5, then we would say that 5 is meaningless because it's the middle of a period. And we don't start a new vest the middle of a period. In the middle of a Nidus, we don't start. It's only when the third one happened, two were started the Nidus, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. The third one, she started on 25 and continued to Rosh Chodesh. So then we say that that is Kaveya Vest, because we say her body just had to discharge extra blood, but really her vest is on Rosh Chodesh, which she saw on also. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So therefore in our Mishnah, when a woman is in need, why should she check? What, that she's going to start a new vest? Even Rabbi Yochanan says you don't start a new vest in the days of Nida. The only time Rabbi Yochanan said you make a vest in the day of Nida is when that's the end of your three, not when it's the beginning of your three. Let's read it inside. Dr. Gemara. When she saw the first two from a closed well, which means she started her period Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. There was no previous blood. The third one happened to be in the middle of a period. But if she's in the middle of her nidus, which means her well is open, Loi Amri, I never said that a woman can get a vest, a number five, when she saw a number one. Because she's in the middle of her nidus. The third time is different. And Rashi will explain it much better than me. Yes, Doctor.
So, to go back to the very beginning, in terms of definition, is a vest the beginning of flow?
Vest is time of period. Beginning of the period.
One second.
It doesn't have to be beginning of the period. It happens to be the way we're explaining it now. It's the beginning of the period. But really, vest means when she starts seeing them.
Okay, so start seeing them at the beginning of the period.
No, it's not true, because it can be in the middle of a period and stop and then start again. And that would be a vest also, theoretically.
In the middle of the period, which you're now talking about, is the seven-day period.
Correct.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is someone who begins their menses on Rosh Chodesh, stops on Gimel, and then starts again on 4 and 5.
Right, 4 and 5, yeah.
Okay, so that is the part which made it very difficult for me to understand everything that we said. Is we're talking about, that's Messiah. Vest does mean the beginning of a flow, and there has to be a stop of the flow prior to this whole question.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It wasn't clear to me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is why I was asking for a definition.
Fine. I'm sorry.
How long is the Mayim Pesuach? 7 days?
7 days.
Mayim Pesuach.
Yeah. Mayim Pesuach is 7 days.
And Mayim Tussum starts when?
Whenever she finishes her Nidus. Well, they are. They're not supposed to have any blood. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention it again today, and I'll probably mention it another 45 times while we learn Masechta Nida. A healthy woman never saw blood from day 8 to 18. It was a sign that she's not healthy. Now, according to the Ramban and Chumash and the Das Geinim, Zivus happened as a punishment. So when I say unhealthy, it might have been physically unhealthy, it might be spiritually unhealthy, but it fits the word unhealthy. Regular healthy women that don't deserve an einish didn't become zavus. When the Ramban lists, it's an interesting thing, Das Geinim and Ramban, they both mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes in increments, first Tsaras HaBayis, then Tsaras HaBeged, right, and then the Tsaras of Adam, they throw in as follows, Tsaras HaBayis, Tsaras HaBeged, Zivus, Tsaras HaAdam. They put that into the sequence. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing and raising the bar, right, so he's starts with Tsaras HaBayis. If the person doesn't do tshuva, it's Tsaras HaBeged. If the person doesn't do tshuva, it's Zav by man or Zava by woman. Then comes Tsaras HaAdam. So from there you see that they've used Zivus as, since it's an aberration of the normal, a woman should not see blood then, that it was part of a punishment sequence that starts with Tsaras HaBayis. Again, I'm just pointing out what the Rishayim say in Parshas Maaseiro. I didn't hear you. Even though I'm hoarse, I should be hearing. But for some reason, I'm not hearing clearly either. Yes. Mayim Pesuach means a closed well. She's not seeing. Mayim Pesuach means she's in the middle of her seven-day period. So her body is open. That's what it's like, her well, where she flows through.
Mayim Pesuach during the 7 days.
Correct. Correct. The reason it's Mayim Pesuach is a physical thing. She started bleeding. That is why a woman makes a Hefsik Tara. Hefsik Tara is supposed to change the Mayim Pesuach to a Mayim Sussum. A woman makes a Hefsik Tara to establish that her Mayim closed. That is the purpose of a Hefsik Tara. Really, Anita does not need a Hefsik Tara. At the end of 7 days, she can check herself. That will be her Hefsik Tara and go to the mikvah 5 minutes later. Or 45 minutes later. Because there's been as much as. But as Zava needs a Hefsik Tara. To start counting her 7 days, she has to make sure that her Mayon, which opened up out of ordinary, is closed. But that's what Hefsik Tara does. It establishes that whatever was going on is over.
Just those 11 days or
any time
after that?
Well, 11 days plus whatever it takes till her next period. I mean, most women don't have periods on day number 19. Let's say they have it on day 27, and I just picked the day arbitrarily, right? So her Mayon is sussum till she starts bleeding again. It just, you can't say that her Mayon is going to remain closed. A regular healthy woman can see periods after day 19. That's all it's saying.
Talking about where, on the 25th, when does she become Anita?
Day 25.
But not because that was an establishment of a vest?
Well, it wasn't an establishment of a vest because it was the first time she saw 25. But again, it might become an establishment of a vest. But what Rabbi Eichelin sees is this woman saw 25 and then saw again in Rish Chodesh, the third Rish Chodesh in a row, and the first two were Remayim Sussum. Now, we're not going now into Hilchos Vestas.
Okay, got it.
No, we have our chance to learn Hilchos Vestas.
Okay.
We know we like to stick to the topic. Dr. Ashi, Mitzayichim Eitzi Vasa. Dr. Ashi, Ganrasa Bruce Chaydish. First Rashi in the Gemara. Mitzayichim Eitzi Vasa. Rashi should be easier than the Rashi and Azar. You know what I mean? There's only one print. And it says Gemara. Mitaychi mezi basa. Gan rasa berish chaydish. Bechazir berasa betezvav lechaydish. She saw rish chaydish, then saw him 15. Kshem medes b'yavim she ruil leziva. Which is, she's in the days that she could become a zava, which is the hainu yudal of yayim she may need in lenida. The 11 days that is between the becoming a nida and the next time that it's possible for her to become a nida. Bechazir berasa betezvav lechaydish. V'loi rasa berish chaydish lefanav. So she saw two times Rish Chodesh and Tezvav, and the third time she saw Tezvav without Rish Chodesh. She covered a vest with Tezvav for Chodesh. She has established a vest for 15. Even though the first two were not needless, Mitzarfen Trey Rias, they made Ziva, the two rias that happened in the days of Ziva combine the hach ria the kviyas vest to the one of the kviyas vest to make a kviyas vest. Everybody holds that way. What does that mean? Now, again, you know, we assume, and again, I can only say I assume, that when a woman has a period, she bleeds for a number of days straight and then stops. What Rish Lakish is saying is, and the case is saying is, that women during those 7 days can stop and start again. So this woman stopped and then started again on the fifth day of the month. The Hanimi may need this. These are the days of Nidos because she's 7 days Nidah. Because of Rasai Pamayim Bechamishi Bechadish, she saw another two times on the fifth day of the month, Loikav a vest. Even though the third time she didn't see Rish Chaydish, she only saw the fifth day of the month, she ain't Ria Simei Nidah Ria Lekvaya. The day that she saw number five during the days of Nidos doesn't establish anything. She Alula Liraj Vimei Nidusa. It is, Alula means it's
prone.
Common.
Prone.
Okay, prone or common to see Bimei Nidusa. Shabrik Tani B'Masnissan. So according to that man, the Yomar, the Mishnah makes sense. Leiboy B'dika. Why? Vila Tamuye, if to find out if she's Tamei, Tamei, she's already Tamei. Vila Kvaya Vest, the Rei Dem Tishana Vest. And if to establish a vest and know if she's changing it, Shloish Abomim, three times in a row, Liyoy Macher to a different day, Shaina Limudar Akshav, that she's not accustomed to now, Ha Amid Loi Kava. You said that she's not Kaveya Vest, because it's the middle of Nidus. So therefore, there's no reason to check. But Rabbi Yechanan says, she could be Kaveya Vest, we may need this. So why don't you have to check? And for the Gemara, me mayin sasam. In the Mepharis, I leave it to Rabbi Yechanan, Bishili Perik, when I skusim. Like the Gemara will explain at the end of Perik number four. That the Chazoi Reish Yarcha, this woman saw in Rish Chaydish, but Reish Yarcha, she saw a second time in Rish Chaydish. Vesher V'chamisha, then she saw the 25th of Adar, then she stopped, and again started the Reish Yarcha. Okay, which is day number five, or day number six. And she started seeing again during those 7 days of Nidus. But the first two times, Rish Chaydish had happened without her being a Nida previously. The Havi Ria Basrai Sibimei Nidusa. The last one is during the days of Nidus. That establishes a vest Bereish Yarcha. In the Mepharish Hasam, like the Gemara explains why, because the Amar, vest of Bereish Yarcha Kava. Really, the time of the month is Rish Chaydish. That's why she started bleeding again on Rish Chaydish. V'hod da'agdim, v'chazoi damim yisei, v'damim, v'chazoi. Aye, she saw 25. Damim yisei re'itaisvibay. For some reason, her body had extra blood. V'avadai kava. So Rabbi Yechanan said, that's kaveya. V'shum detchila sa'vest. The first two times of the vest. Hugzik mimayin sasum. It started from a closed well. So we say the third one is also a Mayan Sassum, even though she started 25, but she stopped, and then started again in Rish Chaydish. We say, this is the real Nidus. This is what it really is. Just an aberration because she had extra blood in her body. The first days of Vest, that she started off 1 and 5, right? In the middle of a Nida, she saw 5. She must need to like our Mishnah, skip the parentheses. That's why our Mishnah says she doesn't have to make a Bedika. Why? Because her mind is open. Even if she stops and starts again, she won't be Kaveya Vest, period. That is the Gemara goes to the first Chattarashi, that Mayim Pesuach means she's in the middle of a period. When she starts, that's not Kaveya Vest. Whereas the woman that was two times saw on Rish Chaydish and the third time saw 25 and then again on Rish Chaydish, she is Kaveya Vest because we say that's just extra blood that exited the body.
What's the first in the last two?
None of these were in Zivas, the last case. They were all Nidus. So I'm not sure what you're asking. They were all 1 and 5. There was all within 7.
If the first two were in
Zivas. No, I didn't say that. I mean, again, Rish Lakish holds The only time you can be Geveya Vet is you can count the first two of Nidus and the last one during Nidus. That starts Nidus. Not during Nidus, that starts Nidus. Right? She saw Rishchaydish 15, and then 15. Everybody agrees that's a vest. But if she would see Rishchaydish 5, and then 5, everybody agrees it's not a vest. Because the first two of fives were middle of Nidus. That can't be Kaveya vest. Rabbi Yechonin says, then there's a Machlokes of Yishlokes and Rabbi Yechonin in the following case. She saw Rishchaydish 25, and then Rishchaydish. So the first two were regular Nidus from Mayan Sussum. The third one happened to be Mimayan Pesuach because she saw on 25. But then she stopped and saw again on Rish Chodesh. So we say that's her real vest, and the body just had extra blood. What?
Everyone
would do
that?
No. Rish Lakish says she's not Kaveya vest. Rish Lakish says no vest be made in Nusa. This has nothing to do with Zivas. The word Zivas is not mentioned in this Machlokes. We're talking about days of Nidus now. She's not past 7. She's always within the 7. Zivas is in a case when it's past 7. We're not talking about that. We mentioned it to say that everybody agreed.
Sussum is after Nidus.
Again, anytime a woman starts a period, it's Mayan Sussum. That's not days of Zivas. She's past 11 days. I'm trying to figure out.
I thought after the 7 days, that's
again. But not every woman. Again, but no, most women don't see during those 11 days.
Okay.
So then afterwards, it's Mayan Sussum.
So it's not during. So the Mayan Sussum does not include the Zivas days.
It does, but not for this Gemara. It's not the chaos here, because if she saw during those 11 days, she's not starting Nidus. She's starting Shemeres Yayim, but she's starting. We're talking about being Kaveh and Nidus here. So forget about those 11 days now. You're right, it is Mayan Sussum during those 11 days, but not for Nidus purposes. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Again, during those 11 days, if a woman sees, she does not become a Nida. She becomes a Shemar Shayim. She sees 3 days consecutively, she becomes a Zava. We're talking now on days that she's becoming a Nida. So we're past 18 days.
But Rish Lakish says you can establish that if the first two were
during Zivas, and the third one was Anita, because it was Rish Lakish 15, and then only 15, the third one is Nidus. Now the question, now she is Kaveya Vest for 15, even though the first two were during the days of Jeebus. Everybody agrees to that. The Machlokes Rabbi Yechonin and Rish Lakish is when Jeebus is not a factor. We're talking about Nidus only.
I think at the beginning, I also understood that there was a Machlokes by Jeebus.
My mistake. I explained it that way. I didn't say it was a Machlokes. I said, I think it's a Machlokes. It's not a Machlokes by Jeebus. You're right. I just want to point out one thing. According to Rabbi Yechonin, this woman saw Rish Chodesh, Shvat, Adar, Chavei, Adar, and then Rish Chodesh Nisan. She stopped Chav Zayin, Adar, and she started again Rish Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Yechonin says she's Kaveya Vest. Her vest is Rish Chodesh, and Chavei was an aberration because she had extra blood in her body. When does her 7 days end? I didn't hear you ask that.
Yeah, you said you don't want to get into that.
No, I thought you wanted to know when she has to make bdikas.
No, when does she start? When is her 7 days end?
So I think from Chavei.
Really,
I think Beis Nisan. That's what I think. I don't know for sure, but it doesn't, because Rabbi Yechonin seems to treat this like a new nidus. But I don't know if he would wait 7 days. The truth is, he might find out at the end of the fourth parak. But
even though that kabbalah is still a chodesh, it's only 7 days to be.
Again, that was the question at hand. I don't know. I thought it is, but I might be wrong, and we'll find out at the end of the fourth parak. Yes?
When it says Rosh Chodesh and Hay, is he only bled for one day on Rosh Chodesh?
It doesn't make a difference. 1, 2, 3, or if she had it, she stopped.
And then she stopped, and then 5 again.
Yeah.
Right.
Does she have to stop? If she sees on the 25th, she
She can't sing straight through.
No, then it wouldn't. Then pastas, she has to stop. Again, this is a subject that we'll deal with later on, because this happens all the time. By the way, this is a gay lemaisa, but we don't pass in halacha in this case. I just mentioned the case. A woman that sees, this happens all the time. A woman has a period after 25 days, then she has a period after 24 days, and she sees day 25. Did she see 25 also? What do we say? We only go by the beginning of the period, so it's 25 and 24. Or let's take more normal cases. Woman sees 28, the next day she sees 27, and continues into 28. So now if there's two times 28, what do we say? It's 28 and 27. Because she saw 28 also. Do you go only by the day in the beginning? Or do you take into account all the days that the period goes? This is where it's negeya. So to avoid that, I said she stopped. And therefore, Rish Chodesh is a new beginning.
Is Rishkin's case talking about Rosh Chodesh 5, Rosh Chodesh 5?
No, that's exactly what he's saying. He's not talking about that. That's the Gemara's answer.
And then,
the Gemara thought he was talking about Rosh Chodesh 5. And therefore the Gemara asked, why doesn't he need to have to make bedikas? The Gemara's answer is he's not talking about Rosh Chodesh 5. He's talking about Rosh Chodesh 25, and then Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh
Chodesh 5 is Mayim Pesuach.
Right, but then she saw 25 and then...
Again. If the first two are Mayim Pesuach, they don't count.
Right?
Even if the first one is Mayim Pesuach, it doesn't count. Doesn't matter. Meaningless. So the Gemara writes, Hayishevas Adam Tayar. One of the women that don't have to make a bedikah every day, the two exceptions in the Mishnah, was a woman that gave birth. And during the 33 and 66 days, depending on a boy or a girl, the blood she sees is tahar. And it makes no difference if she's bleeding or not. And the Gemara has a havamina. Kasau kedaitach, mevakesh esleish of Adam Tayar. Gemara in the havamina thinks that she doesn't need a bedika during the 7 of a boy and the 14 of a girl. Because she's tamei whether she is sakinita. The Gemara understood Yemei Tayar doesn't mean the 33 and the 66. I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. Why the Gemara thinks that way, I don't know. But the Gemara thinks it's talking about the 7 and the 14. Now let me explain. A woman that gives birth to a boy is tamei 7 days, regardless if she sees or doesn't see. She gives birth to a girl, she's tamei 14 days, regardless if she sees or doesn't see. So what's the purpose of a bedikah? She's going to be tummy for 7 days regardless, and she's going to be tummy for 14 days regardless. So the Gemara understood that that's what the Mishnah means, Hayishevas Hayimei Tayar. Means a woman that gave birth and is headed to Yemei Tayar. But it doesn't mean she's already there. It means she's not there yet. She's in the 7 and the 14. Why do a bedika? It's not going to make a difference anyway. That's how the Gemara understands the word Hayishevas Hayimei Tayar. The woman that's headed to be having Yemei Tayar. Meaning she gave birth, now she's in the days of Tumah. She doesn't have to check herself because it makes no difference. She's Tumah anyway.
But that first 7 days or first boy is not too called Yemei Nida.
No, she's not a Nida. It's a Leda. Theoretically, if a woman had a Lady of Eshta, which we talked about, a dry birth, she'd still Tumah 7 days or 14 days. Now, there's a big machloikas later on in the fourth parak. A woman who gives birth to, will pick a boy just for argument's sake. Truth is, I should pick a girl because it's going to be easier, but let's pick a boy for now. A good boy. She's coming for 7 days. On day 8, the blood is tahar. Does she have to stop bleeding and then start bleeding again and then it's tahar? But if the blood goes continuously from day 7 into day 8, she's coming. Or, no, day 7, she's Tameh, the same blood, the next day, without stopping, is Dam Toyer. The Gemara calls this Machloikas, Mayan Echad, or Shnei Mayanois. Is it that the body has one source, and the Torah said the same source of blood goes from Tameh to Tahar, Zeres HaKasav? Or is it that the Torah said there's one source of blood for birth, and then that stops after 7 or 14, depending on boy or girl, and then there's a new source of blood that's called Yemei Tayhar, and that starts on day 8, but only if the first source of blood cut off. If the first source of blood never stopped, she remains tummy. The same thing happens at the end of Yemei Tayhar. She's on day 40, which is the last day of her 33. And she bleeds into day 41. Is she an Ida? Or do we say that's still coming from the source of Tayhar? And therefore, till she stops, she cannot become an Ida. This is a Machlokes Rav and Levi. Does a woman have one source, and that source changes from Tumah to Tahara, from Tahara to Tumah, without any change of anything, just Zeres HaKasov? Or, no, source one stops, and then the body opens up to source two, and source two is Tahar, then the body closes source two, and reopens up to source one, which is Nidus, after 40 days. But then you would have to have a stop in between. So our question is, why shouldn't she have to check during the 7 days to see if she stopped, to see that source one closed? Because if she didn't stop, she remains stomach. Again, but why is the Mishnah saying that during those 7 or 14 days she doesn't have to check? Zog de Gemara. Kasal gadai tuch mebakesh esleish shiva dam tayar. It's a woman that's headed to go have dam tayar, which means she's during her 7 and 14. So honey chil arav dam ramayin echadu. According to Rav, that says it's one source, Hatayra Tamasoi, Vatayra Tarasoi Shaper. I don't care if she sees blood. She can see blood constantly. The Tayra said it's Tameh, the Tayra said it's Tar. Hello, Levi, Dumish name, I understand. According to Levi, that says it's two sources, Tivdike. Dil Makati Loi Pasak. Why shouldn't she have to check to see if it stopped? That was Tameh. Why in the world isn't she checking? So Dr. Harris correctly pointed out she really would only have to check day 7, but why doesn't she have to check? And for the Gemara, Amalok Levi, Amani Beishamai, this is going like Beishamai Dami Mayanechar. Even Levi agrees that according to Beishamai, there's only one source, and she doesn't have to stop.
Levi doesn't agree with that?
Well, Beisho argues according to Levi. So Beisho argues, Levi Paskins like Beisho, that it's too Mayanus. This is going to be in the fourth period. The Machlokes Beishamai Beisho, Rav learns it one way, Levi learns it the other way, but according to Levi, the Machlokes is one Mayan or two Mayan. So our Mishnah is going like Beishamai. Frank the Gemara, Vesasa Mantanaka Beishamai. Do we write a Stam Mishnah like Beishamai? Since when do we do that? And for the Gemara, Stam Vacha Machlokes, so it doesn't bother us, because the rule is that if you have a Stam and then have a Machlokes, we don't listen to the Stam anyway. So it's not really a Stam like Beishamai, because afterwards the Gemara brings a Machlokes, the Mishnah brings a Machlokes, and we go with the Machlokes. The whole Stam Vacha Machlokes ain't halachic a Stam. We don't pass like the Stam. So it's not wrong to be make a Stam Mishnah like Beishamai. We're not misleading people, because anybody that looks further will see it's a Machlokes and not pass like Beishamai. If you want, I can answer. Meet Kani Mevakashas Leishiv. Who says it's talking during day 7 and 14? Yosheves Kani. It's during the day 7 and 14. No, I'm sorry, 33 and 66. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi on the Amid Aleph. I didn't learn the second shot in the Rashi of the Gemara before, so we have to go back and do that. You know what? I'm going to do the Rashi on this and come back and do the second shot in the Gemara before. But that catch this lay shave. Because the Kala Yimei Leda, she's going to be Shvila Zakhar, Ibrahim Dawud in the Keva. If she's ending, she's on day 7 or on day 14. Loi Boi Bedika. Da'afila Eina Raya Hitameya. Because she's still Tameh the whole 7 and the whole 14. So Honi Chila Rav, Dom Rebbe Perik Neskusim, that says in the fourth Perik, Mayan Echaru, Dom Habo Batar Zayin Shaleda, the 7 days, Dom Habo La'achar Shiva, and the blood that comes after 7, the Mayan Echaru is from one source. Atayra Tamasa Tach Shiva the Zachar, but Yudalim and Akeva. The Torah said it's Tameh during the 7 and the 14. But Atayra Tarasai Kol Yimei Atayar, all the days of Tayar. Shaprik Tani Masnisin, Dolibai Bedika. The Mishnah says she doesn't need Bedika. The Bain Pasko, Bain Loi Pasko, whether she stopped or didn't stop, Tamei Hayoi Mutayra Lamachar. It doesn't make a difference. Even if she's seen blood, goes straight into the next day and becomes Tar. During the 7 and the 14, the Tame is open. Benistam Hatar, and the Torah is closed. And at the end of 7 and 14, Nistam Hatame, the Tame closes. Benistam Hatar, and the Torah opens. We say over there, the Shifas Mitrev Shiva Lacha Shiva, a woman that's flowing from 7 into 8. Svir le Levi, after the Bishmini loy le mitmeyat at Yevsait, Levi holds she remains tamei till she stops. No loy nistam hatamei, the tamei never closed. Tivdik Bishvi, so why shouldn't he have to stop the seventh day? No, but maybe she's getting straight. Let her check on day 7 to see if she stopped, so she should know day 8 is to her. Shifas doesn't mean that it's coming out of the flow. It means she's still seeing.
And yeah. She does see
then it doesn't stop. And if it didn't stop, she remains tame.
Okay, so it means
she,
if we want her to get a
hefsekara. Correct. Okay. Tivdai, Mishama Idami Pegme, Skusim Bain Echaru. Yeshev is the answer is, Shikai Nichnasu Yemei Tayar. We're ready in the Yemei Tayar. Okay, let's go back to the Rashi that I didn't finish. On the Gemara before, Rashi is, Lishna Achwina, it is two lines above the Bakesha's Leishev. Okay, so let me explain Rashi's second shot. I explained Rashi's first shot, that if a woman sees 1 and 5, and 1 and 5, Rabbi Yechim would agree she doesn't establish a vest, because she's in the middle of Mayim Pesuach. It's Mayim Pesuach the first 7 days. That's what we said and before. The second shot says, no. If a woman sees day 1 and 2 and stops and then sees then again on day 4, that's a Mayan Sussum. She closed on day 3. The case of our Mishnah is the woman is seeing regularly. She didn't stop any day. So there's no reason for her to check because she's still seeing. It's only, that means, according to the second shot, Rabbi Yechim would hold 1 and 5 if she stopped in the middle, is a mind sussum. The case of our Mishnah that she doesn't have to do a bedika is she never stopped. We would have to know that she stopped and started again. A woman that doesn't assumes that she didn't stop. Why should she assume she stopped on day 3? So therefore, that's mind pesuach. The question was, let her check. The answer is, there's no reason to check. We don't know she stopped. Only if we know she stopped, then Rabbi Yechim would say that she can become a vest from 1 and 5. Unlike the first shot that said 1 and 5 can never become a vest, now we're saying 1 and 5 can become a vest if we know she stopped. But the Mishnah is talking about there's no stop. Therefore, the Mishnah said there's no reason for a bedika. She never stopped.
So in this case, it could be 1 5, 1 5, and then just 5.
Exactly. Let's read the inside. Mishnah Achrina, Mimayin Sassim, Shurasa Hayayim, Upaskan, she stopped. Because there were Rasa Rabbi Yoim Chamishi, Linidasa. Avam Mimayin Pesuach, Higan Shaloi Paska, she didn't stop. Rasa Allah Beis Gimel Dawud Lechaydish, Rasa Pam Shnia Bedawud Lechaydish, she's seen consistently, Bechain Shlishis, the second time, the third time, Lai Mahani Riyad, the Rabbi Lechaydish, the Nidus Kama Lemikva. You can't count the first fourth day because she's in the middle of seeing and it never stopped. And the Mishnah is talking about she's constantly seeing. The Drashi, Verisha Nirabay, and I like the first shot better because the second shot is talking a little bit difficult because why doesn't she have to check to see if she stopped? If you're telling me that if she stopped, it could be a vest, so why isn't she mechuyev to check? Did you assume she didn't stop? Why are you assuming that? So that the Gemara, the second shot doesn't answer. Let's go back to the Gemara where we're holding. So the Gemara's answer was that it's talking about during the 33 and the 66, and the reason she doesn't have to check is because it makes no difference. She's going to be tar whether she sees blood, she's going to be tar whether she doesn't see blood. Who cares? No difference practically. Why check? During those 33 days and 66 days, it's dam tayar. Now, we don't keep dam tayar anymore. We don't tell a woman that she, if she goes clean after her birth, after 7 or 14 days, she can go to the mikvah and not worry about nidus for the next who knows how many days. We don't tell them that. We don't pasuk that way. We're machmer. We don't keep dam tayar anymore. But in the time of the Gemara, they kept dam tayar. So why should she...
Is that the machmer?
Well, isn't it a machmer that we make the woman a need? I said, we're machmer. We're machmer. So we're machmer. Why, I don't know, but we're machmer. Correct the Gemara.
It's not a change of
Matthias. I don't think so. I mean, dam tayar is dam tayar. There's a special we hold like Rav. The same blood. Tayar to Masavat, Tayar to Rasa. But it has no practical effect, Baloch. Frank the Gemara. He I Sheva smile the Memra. I did it. I said it's on by doing the 33 and the 66.
Okay.
Right. Frank the Gemara, what's the Chiddush then? What Chiddush is there that she doesn't have to check during the first, during the 33 and the 66? It's obvious that there's no reason to check. We assume that the Mishnah is trying to tell us a Chiddush. During those 33 and 66 days, there's absolutely no Chiddush. Why did the Mishnah bother telling us that? Dr. Rashi. No Rashi. And for the Gemara, I'm just going to introduce this and we'll leave this for tomorrow. What happens if a woman stops seeing blood? She gave birth, stops seeing blood. She enters her 33-day thing. She's still not seeing blood. Then on day 20 of the 33, she sees blood. And let's say that happens to be on a Rosh Chodesh. It's just easier, so I picked Rosh Chodesh. Right? The next month, she's finished her 33 days. Now, let's go with the Nekeva. This is where it's Nekeva. It makes it better. Nekeva has 66 days. 66 days is enough for 2 months. So she sees day 20 of her 66, which is Rosh Chodesh. She sees again on Rosh Chodesh 30 days later, which is day 50 of her 66 days. She's tired anyway. She stopped seeing. She saw day 30, stopped seeing. Day 20, stopped seeing, means Rosh Chodesh. Right? She gave birth, let's say, Yotzva. She saw on Rosh Chodesh other during Yimei Tayar. Doesn't bother us. She saw again on Rosh Chodesh Nisan during Yimei Tayar. Doesn't bother us. Then she saw on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is after Yimei Tayar. So she now has 3 Rosh Chodeshes in a row. You should convey a best. 2 of them had no impact on her life because it was Yimei Tayar. The 3rd one is Anita. It's past the 66 days. And 3 times in a row, she saw a Rosh Chodesh. You should convey a best. If it was, we would have her check every day to make sure she's not starting a new period, which might be the gay of best. If it doesn't, there's no reason to check. Check every day of your Yimei Tayar. Is she bleeding? The question was, there's no reason to check. But we just saw a reason to check. But she might be starting a fast. She might be...
She
stopped and started again. That's the started again is what we're looking for. So the Mishnah's Chiddush is that you don't worry about that, and we'll talk about that.